What are you doing? Or more precisely, what are you wearing? I thought I had your outfit for the day all laid out for you. Yeah, I know the neighbor's tree cracked and fell in our backyard. I'm the one who heard it in the middle of the storm last night. And I'm the one who opened the gate this morning so that the crew could go back there and cut it up and haul it away. What I don't know is why any of that matters. Today's Sunday, and you know what that means, because you're the one who asked for our Sundays to be special. Today's Sunday, Sissy Sunday, which means you're my sissy all morning, noon, and night. Or at least that's what it's supposed to mean. So let me ask you again, sissy girl, just what the fuck do you think you're wearing? Your dirty old sneaks? A Hanes t-shirt? And friggin' cargo pants? Does any of that scream sissy to you? No, I didn't think so. So come on, bedroom. Now. If I can't trust you to dress up for me on your own, then I guess I'll have to supervise you. Go on. I'll follow. Clearly I need to keep my eyes on you.
Christ, what a scaredy cat. It's not even like the tree touched the house. And it's not like the work crew has any reason to come inside. God, it's such a fucking pansy.
There. Now, take off that bro outfit, or whatever you want to call it. I know you saw it. The outfit I laid out for you, right there on the bed? It's not even that over the top. It's just some cute denim booty shorts. A high-waisted thong, you know, to peek over them a bit. But even then, that t-shirt is pretty modest. Off the top, yes. We have to keep your shoulders nice and bare. But it's plenty long enough to cover your waist so you don't come off as too much of a slut. So, I think we'll save that top for another day. All naked? Good. At least you still put on your little pink clitty cage. I hope it's comfy. Because honestly, you'll be wearing that for a lot longer than just today.
Aww, what's the matter, girly girl? Did you honestly think that there wouldn't be any consequences for your actions? I take such trouble to do you right and make these sissy Sundays a treat for you. And you? Just up and decide to not even bother with it? Just because there are a bunch of hardworking men in the backyard? As if there's no such thing as curtains. Well, you just dress that bottom up for me, and I'm gonna pick out a new top for you to wear. Let's see. Ooh, this one seems like a winner. Your little white crop top with the short lacy sleeves. This should show off your thong just fine. Here you go. Now put it on. Yes, this is what you're wearing. At least to start with. And trust me, this is as modest as it's going to get today. Good girl. Now, for your feet. I think... your sandals. I want to show off your pretty nails. Just look at you. We still have to do your makeup for the day, but that can come later. I don't want to waste any time while that work crew's still here. Oh, honey, if they have you so worried, then surely we have to do something about that, don't we? If my little sweetie enjoys being a sissy so much, I don't want anything to make her feel ashamed. And certainly not a bunch of hard-toned, sweaty men doing men's work just a few yards out the door. So, what I think we're gonna do next is a little exposure therapy. Oh, don't fret, darling. It'll be fun. You can't tell me that there's no part of you that isn't just aching to be exposed as the sissy slut you are. Oh, baby, baby, baby. You're talking back as if you have a choice in this.
You know that simply isn't true.
Who's holding whose keys here? Who's indulging whose desires on a weekly basis? And so, who needs to please whom here?
That's right. I'm holding your key.
And you?
You need to please me.
So first, get on your hands and knees.
Go crawl right up to that door over there and wait for me.
Just enjoy that thong riding up your ass while I grab my gym bag and I'll pack a few toys to bring with us.
Ooh, yes, definitely this guy. And this. And, oh yeah, this one. And this one too. Oh, and oh my. Yes, definitely this.
Okay, sissy. Just to erase any doubt about who you are, let me just slip this collar around your neck.
Such pretty sparkling sequins. And I love how it spells out sissy.
There we go. Much, much better.
Now follow my lead, sissy girl. Back to the kitchen we go.
And here we are.
Yes, I know that the blinds to the patio door are wide open, but what does that matter? The patio's on the side of the house, and the guys are all out and back, and the gate's way on the other side. I don't think they'll have any reason to come down this way.
No.
What the fuck is that?
That. There on the table.
I know you can't see it from down there, so I'll just tell you what it looks like to me. It looks like my fucking nail polish remover. Ass in the air. Now. Arms all the way out in front, with your nose on the floor. I didn't think I'd be needing to use this paddle first thing, but what the fuck is that doing out here? Shut the fuck up. I don't even want to hear it. I mean, how many guys wear nail polish nowadays? After all the time I spent last night with you painting them pretty, putting top coats on, and you were just gonna undo all that hard work on the off chance that one of those guys might see? Fucking pathetic. You, darling, are in bad need of some exposure to set your mind at ease. Come here. Crawl all the way to this patio door. Now you just stay there. And now, just to slip this super sturdy padlock through the links here. And there. That should keep you in your proper place.
Aw, what's the matter, girly girl?
You're not afraid of all that sunshine streaming in, are you?
I kind of like the way that it picks you out like a spotlight.
Don't worry. The sun will crest the house soon enough, and you won't be left with any funny tan lines.
At least not for today. But that'll make an interesting project for the summer.
As for today, though, we're going to work on a skill set that every good sissy should master.
You see this dildo here?
The anatomically correct one? With the suction base? The one that I'm sticking right here to the patio door? Right in front of that sweet sissy face of yours? Right at waist level?
I don't need to tell you what you're going to do with it. Now do I?
No, of course not. Because you're a good sissy girl, aren't you? Oh, you have your moments where you get all squirmy and nervous and rebellious. But that's what Sissy Sundays are for. To work out all of those jitters.
Mm-hmm. To give you time and space to grow into yourself. To grow used to being an open sissy for hours on end. You know, to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. To grow more and more confident in being that totally out sissy slut that you are. It's okay. I know you're scared. That's why I'm here. Don't worry, sweetie. I'm not mad anymore. I only want to help. So, before you start, turn your head my way just a bit. I know we didn't have time to give you a full makeover, but we can still paint those lips a whore's red before you get to work. It doesn't even need to be perfect, does it? No, because you're going to make a mess out of it in just a second anyway. There. Okay. Press your lips together and let me see. It's definitely not perfect. But again, it doesn't need to be. Now wrap those hands around that cock. That's it. Right around the base. Like you're holding on for dear life. Mm-hmm. As if that cock is your whole life. Now spread your knees some. That's it. A little wider now. A good girl. Just because you're about to take a cock in your mouth doesn't mean that there aren't other cocks that might need your attention too. So why don't you make yourself nice and open for any cocks that might be waiting in the wings? Oh, nice and exposed. Now just lean up and into that cock for me, sweetie. Oh, good girl. Just rub it all over your face. And rub your face all over it. Show him just how little he needs to do with that cock to make you happy. You know we've been building up to this, right? All those practice blowjobs with my strap on? In the back of your mind, you've just been dying for the day when I'd finally call them just that. Merely practice. Oh, I heard that little gasp just then. I knew it was only a matter of time. Even if the thought wasn't there at the start, one day it'd come. The idea of me pushing you into a whole new realm of exploration. Because this, sweetie, this is a journey, and you've already come so far along. Good girl. Go on. No need to stop now. Sissy girls like you can't stop once they get started, now can they? Nope. They need to be ripped away. Manhandled like a lifeless doll into the next position. Do you think I'm forcing you to do this? I didn't even tell you to start sucking that head now, did I? But that cock-hungry whore that you are just had to. She just couldn't wait to feel it in her mouth. To feel it back against her throat. To start testing just how deep she can take it. Oh, but it's okay if you need to tell yourself that to be comfortable. Tell yourself that I'm forcing you against your will here. But I think deep down, we both know that this is exactly what you want. You want to be a sissy. You are a sissy. And a sissy isn't a real girl. I know underneath those clothes, underneath that makeup, you're still the guy you always were. Oh, the horn dog. And the pervert who, even though he knows it's wrong, can't help but imagine girls as mere playthings. There to be used and abused to a real man's content until he's all through with her.
And because you're such a sweetie, because I know you love and respect women so, so much, you suppress those urges as far as you can. You tamp them down so hard, they finally crystallize into a whole new idea, a new outlet to express them. Because those urges, they're still there, aren't they? Just dying to be expressed. And now, here you are, all made up as the object of your own desires, of their desires. Do you see her in the window, baby? The object of your own male gaze reflected back at you? You want so badly to live out all of those dirty, nasty fantasies, don't you? And this is the only way that you feel that you can. By making yourself into her. You are a sissy. So go for it, babe. I wouldn't be here with you now if I didn't want this for you. I don't think it's going to happen, but I want one of those guys to come back this way. I want him to call the rest of them, and I want them all to see you like this. I want them to crowd up to this door with their crotches nice and level with this cock down your throat. Just look at you go. You've had so much practice. You're barely even gagging on it. And I want you to stare up at them while you itch those lips as close to the base as you possibly can. And I want them to stare down at you, just dreaming what it would feel like to have your tongue swiping back and forth across their balls. What it will feel like. Oh, just imagine it, sweetie. I know these doors are pretty soundproof. Oh, it could happen. I forgot the faucet and hose are back this way, and they very well might need to hose something down. And I just bet that you wish it was you. Imagine their shadow falling over you as they pass by that door. Oh, and imagine that shadow pausing, because obviously they'd stop dead in their tracks at the mere sight of you like this. Bring those knees back together for me, sweetie. I'm going to undo those shorts. No. No need to lift those knees. That's as far down as I'm pulling them. You just keep deep-throating that cock for all it's worth while I strap myself in. You just keep thinking about those hard, toned, sweaty men. Enraptured by the sight of you, knowing full well that's exactly why you're here, why you're on your knees, throat fucking a dildo in the window, to be seen by them, to be advertised as what you are, a sissy girl just hoping to be seen for the little slut that she is. Oh, the slut she wants to be. Now that I'm all buckled into my harness, all I need to do is lube this cock up until it's nice and slick, just like a leaky, oozy stick of man meat. Oh, and now all I have to do is fill this ass up with cock. There we go. Oh, it's okay. Oh, you can catch your breath back. You're going to need it. Because I'm not going to be sweet about this.
No, darling. No easing it in today. Uh-uh. I'm going to pound you out. Okay, time's up with getting used to it. Get that whore mouth back on that cock. You'd better get used to this. Taking two cocks at once. Oh, your poor sissy ass. Getting destroyed by me. Oh, you can take them both, can't you? You know so damn well. She can. That little plaything you can't help but dream about. The little slut who knows exactly what's good for her. Oh, it's what's good for you, babe. Awesome, babe. You better take it. Oh, good girl. Brace yourself against that glass and fucking take it. Oh, such a good girl. Taking all my cocks so fucking hard. Ah, such a little slut that you are. What are you thinking about over there, sweetness? How many of those guys are in that crew? Huh? How many who have come over to watch the show? Oh, are you wishing we had a couple more dildos? Oh, like the one down your throat? Oh, two more that I could stick to either side of you? Uh-huh, so you can have a couple more cocks to stroke while I fuck you? Oh, be careful how hard you pound that glass. Babe, do you want them to hear? Oh, because if they come over, the only thing that's keeping them out is that latch. Oh, and that's an easy reach for me. All I'd have to do is reach over you and give it a flick. Oh, and then all they'd have to do is slide that door open and rip that cock out of your mouth. Oh, and then stuff it full with something real. Okay. Come here. Now that you called them? Oh, we better make short work of this, in case you decide to chicken out. Just let me get one last thing from my bag. Okay, here you go. Take my vibrator and just lean back against me. I've got your hips, babe. You just take that wand and hold it right where it needs to be. Right between your balls and your little clitty cage. Oh, we've done this before. And I bet it's going to feel so much better when you come with my cock all the way inside you. And my hips gently rolling. My hand round your throat, gently squeezing. You're such a good girl. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Like I said, sweetheart, all this is a journey, and I'm sure enjoying just how far we've come on it. Oh, so I want you to know, if there comes a day when all of this dirty talk becomes way too much and not nearly enough, if it leaves you so unsatisfied at the end of the day because that's all it is, just talk, I want you to share that with me. I want you to tell me. Don't worry. I won't feel jealous. And I won't feel hurt. And I won't feel threatened or insecure. Because I know just how much you love me. And I love you too, babe. And that's why I want you to know that I would absolutely love to turn you out. And I fucking love bi boys. I love sissy girls. And I love my sissy girl. Oh, and I think about two guys taking her to pieces in our bed all the fucking time. Good girl. Oh, don't you fight it. Don't you hold yourself back. Oh, I can feel that you're close. You just come as soon as you get there, okay? Oh, my good girl. Oh, that's it. Oh, my good sissy slut. That's it. Oh, fuck. Babe. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, come like a girl for me. Yes. Yes, you just squirt that cum all over the place. Oh. Oh. Good girl. Good girl. You did so good, babe. Just take a moment and breathe. And I'll pull out. Okay. Just let me undo this lock so you can get up. Oh, babe, I think we should both go shower and freshen up again. It's not even 10 yet. There's still so much more Sissy Sunday left to come. So we'll just go take a shower and dry off, and then it's makeup time. And from there, well, I'm sure we'll think of something. I know I will. Oh, don't worry about gathering up the toys, sweetness. Just leave them where they are, where anyone can see. And I know we made a lot of noise, but I guess those chainsaws just make more. Still, we need to leave them a little something to make them wonder should they come back here. Don't you think? Come on then, sweetie. Let's get my sissy girl all clean, and then we're gonna get you dolled all the way back up. And this time, I really do mean all the way up. And if you don't feel like a whore just yet, well, we'll fix that right quick. Now come on, my good girl.